Honeysuckle, Translunar Coast, day one.
This is Houston again. Tom, we'd like for you to continue that battery charge also as long as we can. We'll terminate that just prior to your sleep period.
Okay.
And I guess two more items is all. We're going to delete the P-37 pad. TLI plus 44 and TLI plus 53, and that'll be updated post-sleep, after your sleep.
Okay.
And you can perform your pre-sleep checklist and start your rest period whenever you want to.
Okay, we still, it takes quite a bit of while to get everything reconfigured around here.
Roger, I understand.
Yeah, we're just getting around to eating now, too.
Okay, very good. Have you had any problem servicing those bags out of that food preparation spout, Tom? Does the water keep coming out at all after you pull the bag off?
No, haven't got to it yet.
Okay, fine.
Events completed, manifold read 1.55 on the 4A test meter before and 0.60 afterwards.
Okay, thank you, Tom, very much. Roger 10, go ahead.
Yeah, can we hold off about another 30 or 40 minutes before going to the PTC rest mat? We want to get this food squared away.
Roger, your convenience, Tom.
Good.
We're never going to get up to 39.5 volts. I'm still looking at about 39.2 on that battery A charger, but I'll leave it on if you want me to.
Okay, Gene, this is Houston. Roger, we'd like to leave it on just as long as we can, try to get on up there to 39.5 or so, and we'll take it off before you go to sleep, though. We'll remind you.
Okie doke, Joe.
Boy, things are just looking real well down here, Gene. Looks like you're doing a real good job.
How'd the liftoff look to you?
Beautiful.
Girl, I tell you, babe, that S1C is a real ride. There's no question when you're light off and lift off the ground, and then you go through max Q, and after that, it's smooth as silk until you come near staging, and then all hell breaks loose.
Well, you guys sure made one heck of a racket getting out of there.
Is that right? That's probably because of the east wind.
Yeah, that wind was just blowing in the right direction. It really rattled the cages around there.
I would have liked to see the expression on Tracy's face on that one.
I'll bet that was priceless.
That T&D looked real good on the TVs. It looked just like it does in the simulator.
I'm glad we were able to show it. It worked out pretty good from here. John did a real outstanding job of turning this vehicle around and plugging in.
Yeah, it looked real good. In fact, I thought there for a while you were just running a taped replay from the simulator.
That's all it is, babe, isn't it? They just got a better visual for us.
That's right, you got a good model up there to work with.
I think we're set up in the PTC rest mat with a 23 did.
Okay, thank you, John.
Can you have Guido take a look at that and see if it got all in there? It's not always clear that some of these octal numbers get down in that thing.
Yeah, we'll check it out, John. Okay, Tom, all that rest mat stuff looks good. What we'd like to do is take over the antennas. Next time you go to either Bravo or Delta, if you give us a call, we'll take over then.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Fine, thank you, John.
17. Hey, Houston, I've got the full zoom on it so you can see we're quite a bit further away today than we were yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
In fact, what you see there is a little bigger than we actually see it since I have the full zoom on it. If you look to the south, you can see all of South America there, and west of the Andes, it's clear.
Roger.
And in the tropical rainforest over Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, you can see the clouds that hang over there all the time. But notice how clear it is west of the Andes.
Roger, we can see that on the left of our screen. The land masses don't seem to stand out quite as clearly today as they did yesterday.
That's correct. And a lot due to the cloud coverage, and also you can see nighttime moving over Europe now. You have a real weird cloud formation coming around now. Just a minute, let me get it refocused. A little harder time holding it today because of the narrow beam that we have with the zoom lens. We're out at maximum zoom now.
Roger, it's coming in very nicely here. Would you confirm you're in the exterior on ALC?
Right, we're exterior on ALC.
Thank you.
I'll open it up to about a 55 millimeter and show you exactly how it appears to us.
Roger,
there's a lot of clouds down there, Dave.
We're standing by for your zoom out to show you the relative size that it appears to you.
Okay, right. Right there is about how the Earth appears to us now in size. We've made a few miles since yesterday.
Yes, indeed. Roger, we show you about 115,000 nautical miles out here on our plot. Looks like about halfway.
Yeah, how are the colors coming in today, Bruce?
Oh, the colors are coming in beautifully. I'm amazed at the fidelity. The sea seems to reproduce the same color from day to day, so it looks like you've got a pretty stable piece of equipment.
Okay, again, you can see Baja California coming in there just real clear. And the Rocky Mountains, particularly starting in New Mexico, going up through Colorado and Wyoming, are coming in.
All right, John, I'm having a little difficulty picking out the land masses down here today.
That's because of the cloud cover there. It looks like that there are some just broken clouds over the southeastern part of the United States. Northeastern has a little bit more. Looks like Canada is all socked over today, and over that big gap that goes up over the North Pole and over to Russia is just solid overcast.
Roger, we can pick up part of South America. It must be the Andes just above or just to the west of the Terminator down in the southern portion of the globe.
That's right.
Bruce, you should be able to see all of North and South America from where you are. We're going to zoom it in again here, show you a little bit closer. That's maximum zoom right now on the camera.
Roger.
Is that a beautiful sight. We're sitting here, and it's almost like science fiction looking back at it, Bruce.
All right, we're beginning to, we can pick out the continents now a little more clearly.
I'm voting for the world being round, if there's any dissenters.
Roger, we'll record your vote on that issue.
And, you know, yesterday we said the San Joaquin Valley was very evident. It sits on a bowl. Even though we're looking at it obliquely, you can still pick it out in a western United States, just like a big bowl carved out of the coastal and the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Roger. Oh, it's in Houston, the SPS data. It's been looked at on both the mid-course 2 and the evasive maneuver, and all the data is good. We'd like to get you to cycle the ALC switch once so we can observe the effect on the picture down here.
Okay, let me go back again. Our monitor went up. There we are.
Roger. You just hold it steady and then cycle it a few seconds to interior and then back to exterior for us.
Now.
Boy, we can really see it working out down here.
Coming back to exterior. Tom's cutting down the f-stop now a little bit.
Beautiful. What f-stop are you using? If you could stop it down one or two stops more, it seems like the definition is better.
F-22 right there.
Okay, hold it there. Ted, this is Houston. When you stop it down, we get a second or so of excellent definition and no saturation, and then it tends to saturate again up in the North Polar region as though the ALC weren't quite picking up the intensity of the highlights.
We will not be able to see the moon because through the TV because we got the sun right alongside it outside the right-hand window.
Roger, we understand.
Bring you on inside the spacecraft if you'd like.
Okay, hey, before you do that, would you open the lens up about two stops slowly, and then stop it down fairly rapidly for us.
They are coming open now. Coming fast.
Oh, Roger. Go ahead and bring the camera inside now, if you like.
Yeah, okay, I can see what you mean by the saturation. Oh, we'll just kind of, again, as you're out here looking down at this distance, you can never tell with anybody inhabited.
Roger.
Okay, we're going to take you inside.
That's probably been said before.
We're picking up your transmission from inside now.
Obviously our patch, how's it coming through in color?
Not so good, really. It looks like you've got some rather intense lighting from the back and the side. If you could get the lighting more directly on the patch, it'd be better.
Sun coming in.
Roger. Sun coming through nicely on the tube. What was the three fingers for?
The RM was
Oh, that's beautiful.
Put some more things in it, but we just ran out of time.
Roger. Is this also your emblem?
This is our another emblem. Do you see any resemblance between the card and the guy holding the card?
Now that you mention it.
Does he carry the briefcase?
Roger.
Good grief, Charlie Brown. Now you're gonna bring on that whizzer here.
Okay, we got Snoopy now.
Well, he's been quiet for 2 days. He's gonna get a chance to do a little woofing here in the next couple days.
Roger, we noticed the resemblance there too.
Thanks a lot. I didn't know Tom had a big nose like that.
Side of the spacecraft. Roger, we're picking up Gene now. We've got rather strong backlighting from the window. Spirit, you all drawing the window shades there?
How's that, any better?
Yes, indeed.
I had a chance to shave this morning before this show. I hope that doesn't bother anybody.
It doesn't bother us. Definition is real good. We can just about read your wristwatch there, Gene. Roger, looks like it is about 1600. 1605?
1605 Cape time.
Roger, we copy. Here. We've synchronized our watches here.
Well, beautiful.
Looks like we've got a good piece of gear here, Bruce.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
Give you a whizzer a TP over here.
Roger.
Problem is trying to figure out which way is up and which way is down.
Yeah, that's true for one thing. You have your choice. If you don't like things right side up, you can go upside down.
You're down here. Okay, we got one in each direction.
That's really a ball up here, limited 0G.
That's the only way to fly.
Then going the cost per individual passenger mile becomes rather reasonable.
Do we copy?
I noticed, boy, it sure picks up the sun's reflection intensity no matter where you go. That little reflection's coming out of my window behind me.
Oh, Roger, what f-stop are you all using now?
We're about 2.8, I believe, here. Wait a minute. About 2.2 to 2.8.
Houston, Roger, at?
Still good color?
Yes, indeed.
You might notice the dynamics here.
I just do whatever he says.
Hey, Tom, the flight surgeon here wants you to be sure to log all your exercise.
I got you.
Like I said earlier, this isn't fanning a peacock, but it's the best we got.
Oh, dynamics like that. You guys ought to be pretty good at this PTC mode.
I mean to tell you.
Right, that's only got about 10 hours sleep last night.
Roger.
Zero gravity there, boy. I tell you, it's nothing like it.
Ted, this is Houston. Is there... Roger, is there any sort of air currents there affecting it you can feel?
Blowing it in movement. But there's none out here, really.
it's an effect we discovered a long time ago. If you watch it long enough, it'll go up.
It's really hard to stabilize something so it won't move.
Roger, I remember that from Gemini 10.
Covered a Cernan effect up here, but we can't find which way is up.
Yeah. Gene, could you move the camera around slightly? We've got a very bright spot coming in the window. We want to make sure that you don't burn the target with the F2, F28, F-stop.
Yeah, I'll try it here, Bruce. Get it away from some of that if I can.
Roger. Really looking good now. Beautiful color here.
Now it's way optics going.
This is a real testimonial to prove you were there in case there are any doubters.
People want to know what kind of men go to the moon. There's a good look at one right there. Could you believe it?
Some people still don't.
Surprised you all haven't set this to music.
You want music? Well, we'll give you some music at the conclusion here.
Okay, we'll take you back outside now.
Roger.
After that, we've got another little rendition we'd like to put your way.
Roger, we're standing by it.
You guys don't get too excited about the TV and forget what your job is down there.
We're ready for what we're about to receive. Roger, thank you for your thoughts. And with this view of the Earth, looks like the United States, the landmass of the U.S. is showing up better now than it was a few months ago.
Right, Bruce, you can really see the, looks like the New England states are kind of clobbered in there.
Right.
But the main part of it's coming in real good. And again, you can see the Great American Desert, the Rocky Mountains, the Sierra Nevada.
It's beautiful on the transients before it saturates there.
Okay, I'll try to give you another one.
Boy, those little glimpses are good, but you've got to be fast to catch them.
Is it, I'm trying to hold it as steady as I can. Is it looking okay?
Yeah, you're doing a good job on holding it.
Followed on the monitor, it appears that I have a couple little bumps in the ragged edge. Is that coming through down in the black and white?
Yes, it is. It's coming through in the black and white, and of course in the color that we've got here, it looks like it's in the horizontal sweep.
Yeah, I noticed that when we first turned it on, it didn't have that, and it really slowly started to saturate.
Right, we saw those little bumps yesterday also.
Right, I think it was at the end of the transmission yesterday.
Right.
Okay, we'll go ahead and terminate the TV pass here. I just want to play a little music for you so we have something up here when it gets lonely during the BTC mode.
Here, Apollo 10, we enjoyed the TV and the music.
Adios.
Roger, I hope you'll be talking to us before tomorrow.
this PTP taproot. How about that flash of the moon stuff? You gotta keep at it.
Roger.